It's the John Stash Hour show coming up at the top of the hour. Then Sioux Falls Canaries baseball coming up in a little over an hour. The Canaries looking to avoid the sweep against Laredo right here on KWSN. J.J. Hartigan with the call. All right, David Brown, I'm going to throw you right into the fire. It's time for five questions.
Question one.
Will Johnny Manziel win the starting job in Cleveland?
No. He should, though. I think that Cleveland's brass is sort of under this impression and being influenced by all the imagery you see of his offseason, all the partying, all the Vegas trips, everything like that. I'm of the opinion that you throw a rookie quarterback into the fire. And of all the rookie quarterbacks, he's probably the one who can handle it the best. But I think they have an unknown in Brian Hoyer, who got hurt after he destroyed the Vikings last year. And for some reason, they still want to see what he can do. But I think you throw Manziel out there and see what he does.
I think Brian Hoyer should get the job right out of training camp, but I do believe that that Johnny Manziel ultimately, let me rephrase that. Brian Hoyer will win it, but I think Johnny Manziel should. Listen, you're without Josh Gordon, who I'm so disappointed in because I really had high hopes for Josh Gordon. Johnny Manziel has got to sell tickets for that Cleveland. Nobody's going to pay tickets to see him on the sideline. Johnny Manziel should be that starting quarterback. I do think he will be that starting quarterback by week four.
Question two.
Let's go to Minnesota. Who should start, Matt Cassel or Teddy Bridgewater?
Tough for me as a Vikings fan, but I'm going to go along the same lines of Manziel. I think you throw Bridgewater into the fire. And I look at it from this standpoint. Eli Manning, to me, has been the only quarterback who's come in halfway during his rookie season and flourished. All the other guys you think of, like Tavares Jackson or Christian Ponder, I know they're Viking QBs, but if you throw guys into a season halfway in, like the team's 2-5, the veteran QB is terrible, you throw the rookie in there, he hasn't had any time in training camp to adjust to the first team offense. He hasn't had any time to figure out the extensiveness of the playbook. I think you throw the rookie in there right away because then they at least get acclimated. Yeah, you might have one bad season, but they're that much more prepared for the second season. Matt Cassel will be the starter, but Teddy Bridgewater should be the starter.
And Matt Cassel should be the starter. He will be the starter. Teddy Bridgewater has got a ton of upside, but considering the beginning of that schedule, when you're looking at shootouts with teams, New Orleans and New England and St. Louis, that defense is just going to be nasty this year. I think Matt Cassel, he came back, he signed, he throws that deep ball that works in Norv Turner's offense. If he goes down, Teddy Bridgewater will play, but Matt Cassel should be that starter, and he will ultimately be underneath center for Minnesota in week one.
Question three.
What do we make of Cam Newton without Steve Smith? I think we've kind of already answered this.
Yeah, we don't think he's going to do very well. He has...
That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah, he has third and fourth rate receivers as his top targets.
Limited upside for Cam Newton.
He's going to have to run more. He's going to have to. He can't count. Even if these guys were great receivers, he still has to get adjusted to them. And there's always been questions about, you know, how book smart is Cam Newton. And when he thinks, he does pretty well. But if he gets confused or if he gets, you know, nervous, his first instinct is to run. And that's going to take a toll.
Yeah, I don't have any hopes at all for Cam Newton. The one guy offensively that I would look to maybe be a playmaker is Greg Olsen, the tight end. Listen, those balls have to go somewhere. I mean, they're not going to go to Jericho Cotchery. I mean,
or Jason Avant.
Or Jason Avant. I keep forgetting about Jason Avant. I can't believe.
And I keep reminding you about Jason Avant.
I can't believe I keep forgetting about Jason Avant. My God, what's wrong with me?
He was the other 81 in Philly.
The other 81 in Philly. Ah, yes. But I don't have any high hopes for Cam Newton. Now, I know he's still going to be a guy that's going to be drafted high, but I'm telling you, limit your expectations. Right now, I see that he's going in 12-team leagues, going about the end of the seventh round, which sounds about right for Cam Newton.
Question four.
Will RG3 be a top 10 fantasy quarterback at the end of the year?
I told you I was leery of him, but I think he actually does put it together. I think he will be a top 10 at probably around that 9 to 12 mark at the end of the year. And I think because he's rejuvenated by a new offense, he's rejuvenated by a new target in DeSean Jackson. And I think last year was just sort of one of those classic sophomore slumps where you just hit the reset button and remind yourself why you did so well your rookie year.
Well, I think if you look at the past two seasons, he's finished at quarterback number 5, even with everything that happened to him last year, quarterback number 12 in points per game. And you consider how bad we think that he was last year. He's got Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson, Jordan Reed, if healthy. along with, you know, Jay Gruden is a pass first coach. Now, we know that RG3, his value is tied to his running, but I absolutely agree. I think he could be anywhere from 8 to 10. I think that is completely realistic for RG3. And finally,
question 5.
What team has the worst passing situation from quarterback to skill players?
The Oakland Raiders. I don't trust Matt Schaub with anything. I think that is the ultimate stopgap, if there ever was a stopgap. His confidence was shaken when Seattle made that big comeback with those pick sixes last year. I think he's done. I don't think any of their backups are good. I thought they wasted Terrell Pryor. I thought they should have kept held on to him and tested him a little bit more. Now Terrell Pryor's going to, you know, waste away as the third QB in Seattle. Who else? They got Matt McGloin. The Raiders have no one who can throw the ball.
And I'm going to go to an area that we just talked about in the Cleveland Browns. Brian Hoyer, who's been a career backup. Johnny Manziel, you don't know. He's still a wild card. Athletically, I think that he could put together decent numbers, but the problem is, who are you going to throw to? I mean, Jordan Cameron, I love Jordan Cameron, but Miles Austin and something named Nate Burleson, those are your wide receivers in Cleveland?
Miles Austin signed with Cleveland?
Miles,
I inform you about Avant, you inform me about Miles Austin.
Yes. I choose to forget about Jason Avant. You just didn't know about Miles Austin.
Exactly.
I'm kidding, I didn't know about Jason Avant. But I want Cleveland, if they had Josh Gordon, everything changes. But no Josh Gordon, uncertainty there. Plus, Ben Tate is a nice pickup in the offseason for about 3 weeks. I really believe that it's going to be the same thing with Johnny Manziel. Terrence West, the rookie out of Townsend, is going to pass Ben Tate by the middle of the year. He will lead the Cleveland Browns in rushing. We'll talk more about that next week when we handle running backs. Speaking of Matt Schaub, offseason moves. What do they mean for fantasy football? David and I discuss as Fantasy Football Thursday continues here on KWSN.